Blog Talk Radio.
Beloved, this is Talk Block Radio. This is Brother Eddie Lee speaking from Chicago, Illinois. I am a servant of the Lord Jesus and a representative of the Kingdom of God in Christ and a part of the branch of the Church of Christ with Elijah Message, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Well, we're acknowledging the good news for all people in every nation. The good news, since you're hearing so much terrible news in the earth these days, we bring you what the scriptures call the gospel, which is called glad tidings, good news, for everybody to take hold and listen and receive the gospel of Christ. Good news coming to your life, to your land, to your nation, to your family, your children, and the earth will be healed and delivered and be blessed. So tonight, everyone in every place, in every nation, we ask the name of Jesus Christ that the grace of God would plant into you hearing and your understanding the greatest event that can happen to you today is hearing the gospel and responding to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 2 talks about how this good news and glad tidings came into the earth through the birth of a Savior, a Holy One called the Redeemer and referred to as the Holy One of Israel, because he was born through the Israel line of people. Through the Abrahams, through the Jews, came salvation and redemption into the earth. So we're going to celebrate today the good news of the Lamb of God laid down his life and took it up again to redeem you and the earth. And so we're going to talk about a little of the redeeming of the earth, the redeeming of mankind and every person that would hear the gospel and respond of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. We love you today, and we pray that the Holy Spirit would shine upon you, enlighten you, and help you in your difficulty. If you will hearken and believe on the Lord Jesus and his word, it shall be well with you. It shall be well with thee. It shall be well with Zion. It would be well with all the nations of the earth. Oh, far and near, dear one, Christ died and suffered and bare our sins and iniquity, and he rose again from the dead bodily, physically, and rose again and conquered death and the grave. And he is the center of all hope in the world, none other but he. Ephesians chapter 2 and John Gospel 14 enlighten us on this. So today, we're glad to share with you some wonderful news about lifting the curse and healing the land, as well as healing people, which they are the greatest need, the human beings, under a curse. The curse, what the scriptures call the nature, fallen nature of sin and spiritual death in mankind. And every person is born with a cursed nature of sin through Adam's, the first man. His disobedience brought curse of sin and death, physical, spiritual death, into the earth as well as eternal death. But good news, wonderful news, a season of hope is born 2,000 years ago called Yeshua HaMashiach, born in a manger. The angels announced his birth, reading Luke chapter 1 and 2, Matthew chapter 1 to 3, would tell you the great event that was birthed into the earth over 2,030, 40 years ago. Now listen, beloved. There is good news at this darkest hour seem to be the darkest hour in the earth, the most grievous sorrows upon us. And the Bible referred to them in Matthew 24 as the beginning of sorrows. The beginning of sorrows. We've entered into a period of time which the scriptures call the beginning of sorrows and grief and travailing. But there's good news in the midst of all of this. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit to every person on the earth that's listening about lifting the curses of the curse off of your life and off of your land and changing the scope of your community and making it a creative miracle, dominion and rule under the kingdom of Christ and our Lord. Right here in this world, the kingdom of God is now preached, and the king and his domain wants to rule in your life and your community. Listen, there is great news, good news, out of the midst of all of this you're searching. If you read the Luke chapter 2 and Luke chapter 1, when it was, this good news is in a person, and the only person that it came through, the one we refer to in the English language, the Lord Jesus Christ. But in the original language of his tongue in the Hebrew, Yeshua, HaMashua, the Holy One of Israel. Now, I was thinking today about the heart and compassion that Jesus had when he was on earth and still has when he's at the right hand of the Father looking down upon the earth. And the poor and the poverty that has most of the earth is so terrible and getting worse. And there's so many poor and poverty upon certain parts of the land and the nations of the world, poverty stricken under a curse, under a curse. And I use this term because many people who do not read the Bible, know the Bible, or know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that created the heavens and earth, who spoke to Moses and Enoch and Abraham and Noah, who sent his only begotten son, John 3:16, the living eternal creator and maker sent his only begotten son to the earth to make a way of deliverance and redemption, to deliver from the curse. The curse of spiritual death, sickness, disease, poverty and oppression and fear that we're under now. So there's a demon, there's a devil, there's a fallen one with many demons that are making havoc in the world and making havoc to the lives of many people through the portal of their sinful nature and the worship of false gods. So I want to say to you today about the poor. The scriptures, because we see so much poor and there's just so much poverty everywhere, and I want to read you something in the Holy Scripture, the book that we call the abridged version of the Bible. Hallelujah. I must say to you, the book that we refer to as the Bible, the canon of Holy Scriptures, handed down from the living God through his prophets, through angels, through visions and revelations, and men wrote these scriptures, which is the purpose, plan, instruction, and direction for all mankind. The Holy Scriptures, an abridged version of the scripture that we call the Bible. Now, Psalms 41, King David, the second king of Israel. The scripture says this, Psalms 41. Blessed is he that considers the poor. Yah will deliver him in the time of trouble. Now, this is a very important part of the very nature of a loving creator and maker, concerned about the poor and the poverty that's in the earth and the curse that's upon nations and people. And many people are suffering, much light of this poverty that's upon the land, upon the waters, upon the air, caused by rebellion of mankind and breaking the laws of the Most High God and ignoring him and going about their own mindful way to serve themselves and serve their own desires and fall in creating their own gods. By the way, you want to know what this problem is really about? The cause by Adam is rebellion in the garden, caused the curses to come into the earth, but they're perpetuated continually by men in every nation serving, creating their own gods. Serving others. Probably, if we were to estimate the number of gods that people are serving in the earth, it would go into the thousands and thousands. For instance, we understand that in India, that one person can have 680 gods and more. So let me give you a number of why the problem existing. The scripture says in Psalms, blessed is he that considers the poor. Yahweh, Jehovah, will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord God will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed on the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies, for Yahweh will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord God, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. My enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? Under the Old Testament, in the Old Testament, before Jesus Christ came, people prayed to destroy their enemies. But under the New Testament, Christ came to redemption and grace, we are to have the love of God and not pray against our human enemies or human mankind. We're not to pray against them to be destroyed. We pray that the Lord will redeem them and they will come to salvation in Christ and forgive them. But in the Old Testament, different story before the law of grace and mercy came. They prayed the enemies, human enemies, be destroyed. Now, we'll get into that later about under New Testament and Old Testament, we're to love our enemies because we receive the love of God and redemption through Jesus Christ. We are to love our human enemies. Not the demonic enemies. The evil, the wicked demons of 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and 5 that Christians are to put on their warfare, their weapons of warfare against the spiritual enemies, the invisible demons and devils and evil spirits that war against us, against the power of Satan. And we're to war against them, spiritual warfare, but not against our physical, biological, human mankind. We're not to, the Bible said in the New Testament, Jesus came, give us grace and truth and love that we will possible to manifest the love of God, loving our enemies. Matthew chapter 5, 44, 1 Corinthians 13, Gospel of John chapter 4. We all have the power through the nature of the Holy Spirit and the nature of God in the New Testament to forgive and love our enemies, which we are commanded to do. Now, let's be concerned about the nations of the earth that may be against us as a nation. Say, for instance, the communist nation, the Islam nation, most of them is at odds with America, a Christian nation. They're against them. If you're a Christian nation or a biblical Christian nation, these nations who serve other gods and such other ideologies and deities like communism, and Islamism, they consider America an enemy. And America considered them an enemy as a nation because their laws and their creeds are to destroy Christian nations. They consider Christian nations an enemy. Communism, Marxism, and Islam. I'm not saying all the people among these nations, but the controlling power and ruling hierarchy of these nations make laws and decrees and scriptures to hate and kill and murder everyone that won't bow to their will, which is communism and Islam. These nations at war with one another as a nation. Now, all people within these nations don't hate the people who will hate them, but the nation is at war because the nations declare war against nations to conquer them. And communism, Marxism, is an enemy to all people, really. And Islam is also want to control and dominate the earth, and it hates ferociously America because America is a Christian Bible-believing nation. And they also hate the Jews because they're God's chosen people. And so the devil is influencing Islam and communism, the control of power of darkness, 2 Corinthians 4. Satan is the god of this world controlling the governments and nations of the earth. But the Christian nations are under Jesus Christ and under the lordship of Jesus. So that's how the conflict between two kingdoms, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light, the Christian nations. This is how the scripture gives the setting. Now, poverty. I just read to you about poverty. And great God said, blessed he that considered to poor, the Lord will, Jehovah will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve that person and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him to the will of his enemy. So when you minister to the very poor indeed, in any area, whether it's food, substance, spiritually, emotionally, and medically, when you minister to these poor people, the Lord God, even the Lord Jesus Christ said, there is a special blessing will come upon that those people of that nation who are become a blessing to the poor indeed. So, here we are. The person and people who do not have the gospel of Christ, they consider nations that have extreme spiritual and physical and financial poverty because the gospel is the hope of salvation. Therefore, they consider desperate poverty, destitute of the life-giving word of God. So they are poor in spirit. Then the poverty goes to those who sought and seek and Father of God. Curses come upon that land and that people because they have rebelled against the true and the living God and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Jesus Christ, who is Lord and who brings the gospel of hope. Those nations and those people who hear and reject it remain under the curse, and the judgment is founded upon them. Now, the poverty that's upon the land, so it's called famine. In the Bible, call it famines, droughts, curses upon the water, the land, the air. Now, the blessing to break the gospel to people, and we'll talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ. It has a fourfold purpose. The gospel does not have just given to you just to give you eternal life and redeem you from your sin, which is the greater purpose, and reconcile you to God so that you will line up with your reservation in heaven, but it has three other purposes. While we live in this earth, it is bring people from the curse of the poverty in the land, the oppression that's in this land, and lift the curse off of their land and off their lives. called redeeming from the curse of Adam, and then the curse of the law. Taking that curse away, that drought, that oppression, that pestilence, terror, that sorrow, that grief, that agony, to lift that from them. You read Romans chapter 5 and Romans 6 and Romans 3, you'll see why Jesus shed his blood and why his blood was shed to redeem us, to deliver us, to command us to know life again and walk in the light of eternal salvation through Jesus Christ. And the land and our lives may be healed. Poverty expressed in almost one half of the earth and starvation in one third of the earth. And there's famine upon the land. The land is many nations are now having starvation of millions of people. Millions of people. Now, just here in America, which is the most blessed nation in the earth, has been the most blessed nation from the time it was created or became recognized as a nation, a civilized, sovereign nation of law and government and rule. America came to be in the beginning over 2,200 years ago. People came here to this North American Central Continent, 2,200. And they followed the laws of the great Jehovah and the God of Abraham and the knowledge of Jesus Christ when they came to this northern hemisphere and landed in Central America all the way to the northern bounty land. The first people who came here, then after they failed and fell into the same trap that old Israel did, idolatry and rebellion and greed. The same thing's happened to America now. And they were cut off and destroyed. Over 600 years before the birth of Christ, a second people was given a covenant from the living God to come to this land. And they were the Israelite people who came from Jerusalem and sailed to this land. They were called the house of Joseph and the tribe of Joseph. There were 12 tribes of Israel, and one of the tribes of Joseph, and you can read it, 49th chapter and the 48th chapter of Genesis, and see what the Lord God says about this land, 87th chapter of Psalms, 88th chapter of Psalms, 89th Psalms, Isaiah chapter 18, about this particular land that we're on called the Americas, in particular North America, USA. So 600 years before Christ was born, a people will sail across from Jerusalem all the way to this land. And they were given this land by covenant from the living God through Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ was the one that founded this nation. Old Jerusalem had rebelled against the living God, so the Lord established a new Jerusalem called USA, the Americas. A new people, and because Israel of old had failed and rejected the prophets and rejected Jesus Christ. So that's why they're having all that trouble now, because they rejected Jerusalem and all that area having trouble, because they were the most blessed. Jerusalem was the center of God's will and desire, but they failed, rebelled, and turned against the living God and served idol gods. So they failed, and they were scattered to all the nations of the earth. Now, they became a nation again, 1948. After 2,500 years of being scattered, God brought Jerusalem back into the hands of the Jews. 1967, they gained control over Jerusalem in the big war, 1966 and 1977. So Jerusalem became, after 2,300 days, back in the hands, 2,300 days, which are 300 years, as Daniel said, they will be back in the land as a nation. And so Israel became a nation after 23 years. Now, these people that the Lord God, Jesus, brought into America 600 years, these people, when Columbus and other people sailed here, they thought they were in India, and they called the people Indians, American Indians, Central 8 Aztecs, and all those tribes they found here. But they were not Indian. They were from Jerusalem. They were from the house of Israel, Manasseh, and Ephraim. And so they called these people Columbus and the different ones, founded these tribes here. They called them Indian because they were sailing for India, but they had come to this land called Bounty. This the Lord God called it the Bounty Land, the most blessed land, the most choice land upon the earth. Even more blessed, the same as Jerusalem of old. Because the Lord hid these things from many people, and now deep call it unto the deep, at the north of the water sprawl, and all the ways and the hollows that are gone over thee, they are now revealed. And this nation is called Zion. In particular, it was to come the righteousness to all nations. And from 1942 or the 1940s until the 1990s, America was the towering first nation, highest above all nations in the world. And all nations flow into her and look to her, as Isaiah and Michael chapter 4 tells us that all nations will look for a refuge, look for liberty and freedom, and will come to America. And since 1942 or 1940s, for over 50 years, America has been the top nation military, financially, technology, spiritually, a light to all nations. So here we are, but we as America have forsaken or are forsaking the living God Christ, the same as Israel forsook Jehovah and his laws. And so we see the downfall of America as she's sliding down. Same mistake of rebellion, transgression as Sodom and Gomorrah. So is America in now. But that's good news, beloved. There is good news. It's not over with yet. No, the fat lady don't have to sing. The skinny lady don't have to sing. But we do have to fast and pray and repent. Yeah, that we do. We might get skinny on that. But let's say about the poor. The scriptures that talks about poor, how we're to deal with the poor, especially as Christians. But Christians are not the only one that give to the poor. Of course not. There's many good-hearted, caring organizations and people who have compassion upon the poor. And they're not Christian. They're not covenant, redeemed Christians. But just the goodness of God is in their hearts. The goodness of God is in their hearts to have compassion. They are what called the mercy givers. They all have mercy upon they see the hungry, the orphans, and the widows. And they go about to lift them because they have to see the mercy in their lives. You know what the Bible says in the fifth chapter of Matthew, Jesus told, blessed are the merciful, they shall obtain mercy. Yes, in the fifth chapter, one of the quality and principles of the kingdom of God and of Christ is, blessed is he that showeth mercy, he shall obtain mercy. So, America has shown great mercy and help to many nations since 1942. And she has lifted and helped many nations and took the burden and the concern of their plight and helped them and raised them. In the past, she has helped most nations of the earth to recover. Even the communist nation who had become communist. Russia, when Russia was on the side of Nazism and fascism, and Russia became a communist nation, Marxist nation. Now she's the enemy to God. Now even God helped through America, helped Russia, helped all of them, China, all of the nations were helped by America. Now they have become the enemies. America has become the enemies. Hallelujah. But that's so okay. America showed great mercy and kindness to many nations. Hallelujah. Even to our enemies. Now we got Russia and China, Iraq, Iran, North Korea, which was helped by America and shown mercy. Now they all turn against America and become enemies to the one that fed them, the one that was even like a shepherd to them to help them, to lift them. Now they have turned the Satan and used them to turn against America, against this Christian nation, because Satan is over these governments in these nations. So let's go back to the poverty. Listen, all through the scripture in Proverbs, it talks about the poor, the plight of the Lord God concerned about the poor, his kindness and compassion, while he moved many, many people in America and other parts of the world to reach out to the starving, depressed, dying, medical needs, sickness, disease, nations, and reaching out to help them, to minister to them and show mercy, showing mercy. Hallelujah. Showing great mercy. Blessed are the merciful. America has been the most prosperous nation in the world in every way, the most mightiest military nation, financial top nation. Our dollar was number one for over 40 years among all nations, credited as the top money anywhere in the world. Not anymore. She has fallen. But now America is losing her credibility among nations and her credibility among the living God. But all is not lost, beloved. All is not lost. The gospel is coming back with power, and revival is coming to heal and deliver America through the everlasting gospel. So let's believe for mighty miracle recovery from our nation. Jesus wants to show his hand that he can deliver, and he can do the impossible, them that call to repent and submit to him again. The poor are spreading because the curse of rebellion and sin is increasing in the earth. And they are under these pagan gods and pagan governments and heathen governments. And so the Lord God said to Israel in long ago, I will bless the land, and I will make it a blessing to you if you heed my law and my commandment. And if you do not heed my law and commandment, Jehovah said to Israel, I will curse the land. I will bring a curse on the land. I'll curse you with sickness, disease, your waters, your land, and I'll curse your cattle. So this is why the curse is upon these nations. Hallelujah. And this is why America was the most blessed nation in the world for over 50 years. Yeah, for over 50 years, the most favored, the high favored nation in the whole universe, the most choice land, the most blessed land in the earth was the United States of America. She's still blessed, and the Lord Jesus is seeking to recover her, just like he sought to recover old Israel of old. But America is still rebelling. Now, the poverty that goes over these nations can be lifted. Now, when we give out of our hearts to help these nations who are half of the world is under famine. Bible uses infection. Famine and blight on the land. The land won't produce. Curse. And the water is cursed, and there's no water hardly in many lands, and they're dying because many lands don't have fresh water to drink. India don't have fresh water, even though she's one of the second largest nations in the earth. And the water is terrible, causes many diseases. They don't have pure water, drinking water. And they don't have no good bathing water either. But anyway. And certain lands and part of the earth just parch under a famine of curse, a drought, because they serve other gods than the God that created the earth. They do not hear the voice of the God of Moses, the God of Enoch and Novus and Abraham. Do not hear the voice of the Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. So they are under a curse. Now, poverty and starvation, like I said, one-third of the earth is operating on starving to death. That means millions of people. Hallelujah. And one half of the earth is on a famine and not quite starving, but on the bridge having less food, less water to survive. So what can we do? America, who has the keys, once had the favor and great favor and keys, what can we do as a nation? What can we do individually? What can I do individually, especially if I'm a Christian? But the call is not just to the Christian. It's everyone that has a good desire, who has mercy in their hearts, a mercy and compassion when they see the poor, because that could be them. That could be you. That could be you. So look back with the eye of mercy and compassion and say, that could have been me. Let me have a caring heart and a caring soul. So you pass the poor, beloved. Remember, the Lord did not pass you by, and he helped you and showed mercy to you. You didn't get where you got to be prosperous and blessed because of your ability. Who gave you your ability? Who gave you a brain? Who gave you to develop your talents and your ability and your skill? Who opened the door for you to do so? Now, and is it by your wisdom or by the Lord's wisdom that people are blessed? Oh, it's an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne established by righteousness. Many of these lands and governments are under the abomination and commit great wickedness and serve many other gods and other deities, and the people in the land is cursed and oppressed. But the throne of nations established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speak right. Then the kingdoms of this world are under Satan, 2 Corinthians 4, the governments and rulership, and much of the culture is under the power of pagan and heathen gods or deities, and such as communism is one of those deities, and Marxism, Leninism, and Hinduism, and Islamism does not proceed from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's the God that the enemy gave people to turn them away from the true and living God. And not here, the only begotten Son of God who came into earth to redeem man and lift them from the curse of spiritual death, sickly disease, and poverty, and give them eternal life and reconciliation to the Father. And the land, America, has been blessed, and it's been blessed and favored above any other land. You know what it says in Psalms number 1? Blessed is the man. You ought to read Psalms chapter 1. Blessed is man. And he talks of, David said, and it says, how this land and person will be blessed. Blessed is the man. What did he do to obtain the blessing? What do a nation do? Now, we can feed nations and give them temporary relief. And we can help them survive, and some of them we can get to their feet, where many of them will recover to a certain extent. But listen, beloved, even though we give mercy and kindness, those are temporary things, we must give them the complete permanent answer, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you read Deuteronomy chapter 26-27, Israel will continue to be blessed and favored under the covenant of the living God, as long as they walk in the statute and the judgment. He said, I'll bless you. And you can read how he lifted the curse of blight and the curses off of their lives and off of their community, off of their government, off of their waters and the airs, and they was blessed above all people on the earth. How did this blessing come to Israel when the Lord God, they were his special chosen people? If they'll walk in his statute and judgment, he said, I will delight to bless you above all the nations. And the Lord delighted to make a miracle and blessed her because of the gospel. Eloshata, above all nations on the earth. It is miracle with a choice land. He was even above old Jerusalem, who were under judgment because they rejected and killed the holy prophet and killed the Lord Jesus. Now, again, he's going to recover Israel, and they're going to go through a lot of suffering before they accept Jesus. when he comes as the Messiah. But now, the Lord God says in Psalms 15, the way, Psalms 15, verse 20, the way of life is above to the wise, that it may depart from hell beneath. The Lord Jehovah will destroy the house of the proud. These nations and many people are so proud and will not bow to the true living God when they hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. He will destroy the house of the proud. That's why America is in trouble, because of pride and her ego. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud, but he will establish the borders of the widows. See, God is concerned about the widows and the orphans and the poor. The thoughts of the wicked are abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. They hear the words of those that rule today and their greed and their selfishness, and the governments who are ruled by their might and oppression and death. They will not hear the voice of the living God, and they become an enemy to those that are righteous. He that is greedy of gain. Now the love of money becomes the desire of people, which they call success at any cost, at any price, to get there. He that is greedy of gain trouble his own house. America has also troubled house because of her greed also. But he that hate his gifts shall live. Bribery. And America is selling out to many nations because of greed. And the people that are in power in America are selling this nation out because of their greed. And they're hiding behind political parties, saying this is good for our nation. But secretly, they are selling out America for their power of greed. Just like these other lands, these other rulers who rule and oppress their people and sell them out for power and for wealth, they're coming down. The kingdom of this world is coming to an end. Revelation 12 said God's going to bring all these kingdoms down. He's bringing them down. That's what you see. The kingdom of this world is coming to an end. That's why you see the falling of these kingdoms. That's why it's coming to an end. The kingdom of Christ is to come. The heart of the righteous studied to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poured out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. The light of his eyes rejoices the heart, and the good port make his bones fat. Now, you have to know this about God concerned about the poor and the orphans and the widows. They're dear to his heart, so it has to be dear to our hearts. We have to, in your community, they're poor, depressed, the hungry, the jobless, the orphans, the people that are struggling. They're those in your surrounding sleeping on the street more and more. And more homeless people are on the street than ever before in these cities. Homeless. Homeless people. Homeless people. Orphans. People trapped in their minds of hopelessness, despair, sleeping on the street, living on the streets under viaducts, and shelters more than ever in this prosperous land. Or not to be, but it is. And it's increasing in these big cities of America and around the world. We are not starving to death in America yet, but we're close to famine because God bringing judgment on us because we have, Jesus said, you have spoken this law and this gospel, and he's going to bring judgment upon it. He's bringing judgment upon America. And we're going to see increasing famine upon America. Oh, it's coming. Beloved, you just don't believe it. But God is no respecter of persons. He did it to Israel, the chosen people. What do you think? You're going to make a respected person not do it to America? Oh, if we repent and call upon him. Pride goes before destruction, and the Holy Spirit before fall. Yes, America is lifted up in her pride. We think it can't happen to her. We're the greatest. We're the greatest. We're the greatest. No, that's not what God wants you to be. God wants you to be the righteous. You're the righteous. You're the pure in heart. You're the one that show mercy and kindness. This is what he wants your greatness of. Not greatness because you got more jobs or this greatness that God looks for, humbling yourself before him and let your heart be before him with broken and contrite. And then he'll lift you up and bless you again. And you don't have to exalt yourself. You exalt him, what he has done for us. They're exalting the president, exalting a party, people around us exalting America, everything. Oh, he's the answer. This president, this governor, this mayor. It is good to have good men in power and righteous to rule, but they're not our deliverer. They're not our redemption. They're not our complete answer, because who can change the hearts of men? Oh, the mayor can't change the hearts of men. They can change law. They can make things temporarily better. The governor, president, can do certain things that help a nation, but he can't change heart and cast the devil out. He can't destroy the works of darkness. Only the righteous that come to Jesus can do that. Now, the pride of men, why God hates pride, you go through Proverbs and you read why he hates this haughty and proud spirit. If you are blessed and you have more than even if you don't have more than enough, ask the compassion to find a way to help those who have less or nothing. As he is, I work for this. Well, I tell you one thing, I work, you earn fruit. It's all good. Dedication, commitment, you work hard, and God gave you that strength. God gave you the ability. God gets you the talent. God gets you to develop. Who gave you all of that? He gave you all of these things, and he opened doors. So now, if you got it through greed and wrong means, the devil gave it to you. If you won it through lottery, it didn't come from God. You won it through stealing and scanning, you didn't get it from God. And if you got it the wrong way, it's going to be a curse on you anyway. Anything that the Bible said, I think in Proverbs it says, he talks about how that the blessing of the Lord God maketh rich and added no sorrow with it. Anything you get the wrong way, the evil way, from con, lying, cheating, and greed, or bring from the devil to demons consort, is a curse with it. There is no blessing or favor that's going to come with it. So get your blessing from the living God the right way. Now America stands in a crisis. And listen, I was thinking about the poor. I have to do more. Not only the poor in spirit who need to hear the gospel and who hear the riches of Christ who came to redeem it and deliver them and recover them and bring them to the house of his Father, Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah. There's so many organizations now who are presently trying to help the poor, the needy, and the starving in many lands. And I was thinking about the few that I had given to. And there is a ministry that I have followed and looked at it, and they are authentic and real. And you have to check these people out before you start giving. You really have to check before you start giving to these organizations. You have to look and dig about their reputation very closely, because some of these organizations eat up all the money and it doesn't get to the poor. So you have to find, be led of God about good sense of checking out organizations that really minister to the poor and hungry and the needy and the sick and the oppressed. There's a minister once I started giving to this man named James Robinson out of Fort Worth, Texas, called Life International, that I found him to be a credible man of God and who helped to drill water wells in certain parts of the world in Africa, fresh water, because there's a lack of fresh water. Many, many people, many children, many families are sick and diseased because of lack of fresh, clean water. And this man, James Robinson, Reverend out of Texas. And then there's another group called the Mercy Ship. This ship sails around to these nations and operates free upon all these children that need help. It's called the Mercy Ship. Then there's a man and his wife in Haiti, one of the poorest nations in our hemisphere. And he moved there and his wife as a ministry to help the starving children who he saw eating out of the garbage dump every morning. And his ministry has ministered to them their food, their shelter, their home, and medicine-wise. He's called Love a Child in Haiti. Then always there is a World Food Bank, beloved. Consider what they do to many nations, to help many nations. Then there's another group of doctors called Smile Train and Operation Smile. This group of doctors who go to these nations and do this operation on these children who have these cleft lips and big swollen heads, and they have such depression from being rejected by the children, rejected by everybody because of their deformities and disability, big lips hanging and big knots on their head. So these doctors go and cause and operate on these children to give them a normal life of acceptance and opportunity in life. They're called Smile Train and Operation Smile. Then there is another minister called Jewish Voice. I've checked this minister out. He's now what we call a Jew, but he's what we call a converted man of faith in Christ, the Messiah, who have found Jesus as to be his Messiah. So he's not Orthodox Jewish. He's now what we would call a Christian, but he called a Jew that's come to faith. That's what they call it. He's called, an organization called Jewish Voice, a authentic, real man who's taken his team to Ethiopia, take his team to minister to find the lost tribes of Israel. He'll found them in Africa and Ethiopia, all these lost tribes of Israel, and he takes his team, a medicine team, his teaching team, his evangelist team, and he minister, and they go there, and they minister to all the sick kids, the starving kids, and they take the medicine team to minister help to them and pray for them and give them the gospel of Christ. Jewish Voice, Jonathan Bonich. Listen, there is so many organizations, the Leprosy Colony, and I just brought these to your attention as a few that you look into, as I've looked into, and there are those right in your community, in your city. There's feeding programs. There is food places. There is places that are stationed there permanently to help shelter those that have no place. Then there is assisted living. There's social places that aid people. There's the Salvation Army in our cities, in our local communities. So there's a need everywhere. There's no people, no Christians, no people who have mercy and kindness in their heart. There's a need around you. If you open our eyes and lift ourselves from all the much we have, listen, beloved. Go to the garbage dump. See all the food wasted and thrown away in America. Even the poorest person in America throws away a lot of food because he has more than enough. Listen, let mercy speak. Let mercy. Jesus said, blessed are the merciful. They shall see or know mercy from the Lord. Blessed he that remaineth poor. The Lord will remember him and make up all his bed of sickness and oppression. Psalms 41, and Psalms 15, and Psalms 27. Jesus said, in his day when he walked on the earth, he showed his compassion. When the people were hungry, following him for many days, and there was four out in the land that had no food, and he told his disciples to feed them. And Jesus said, and the disciples said, we don't have enough to feed these thousands of people. We don't have a few fishes and the loaves of bread. Jesus said, feed them. And he demonstrated his compassion, and he gave a miracle out of these few fishes and three and four loaves and fishes, and one occasion five and two, and he showed a miracle's care. Now, he's not going to miraculously feed you so you can do nothing and labor not. So you guys think that God's just going to feed you and go outside and get and he's going to rain down upon you like he did Israel and get your food so you can be lazy and do nothing. No, he's going against his will if he would just feed you miraculous every day. But on some certain stations, the ministers, they're going to receive miraculous food during this famine, as in the days of Elijah the prophet. When God called for a famine, Elijah the prophet, as you read in the Old Testament, he was 3.5 years, the Lord fed him miraculous because he was the prophet of God walking and doing, he was fulfilling his assignment. And as long as he's walking in his assignment, the Lord Jehovah provided. And during the 3 days, well, it comes to an end, beloved. Just remember the poor, the orphan, the weak around you. Say, Lord, spark mercy in my heart and my concerning compassion. I call myself a Christian. I'm shouting and jumping on every Sunday, and that's good. And I'm rolling down how much I love the Lord. The Lord said, remember those who are at your feet without, who are hungry and needy. Jesus, stir up mercy in each of our hearts is our prayer.